And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Get ready as the Wild Side News stretches the limits that keep us thinking things are getting worse, the limits that think it's up to someone else. Today, we enter the limit-free zone. We travel to the wilds in virtual wonder. We stretch the boundaries of our wilderness system and hang on as we exceed the speed limit of possibilities when we return here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
I welcome my burgeoning family of friends to this early summer edition of the Wild Side News. Today's program is very special because it is just for you, the listener. You are a special secret society of sensitives, and this is our way of planning to make over the world. Today, we dream, for from dreams all things grow. Today, you will be introduced to our dream team, those who have colored outside the boundaries most all of their lives. We begin the show with the news, then we visit the one half of a visionary couple who've spent much of their lives photographing quite remote places and bringing them to the world in a most unique form. You definitely want to see this, so get your computer tuned in to today's show at www.wildsidenews.com. This is one you have to experience to appreciate. Then we bring to life the latest efforts of the Campaign for America's Wilderness as we talk with Mike Matz, the executive director, about their report released just yesterday, Wild for How Long? 12 Treasures in Trouble, a special offering to the American Wilderness Movement in this 40th year of its official birth. And then, hold on, it's time to go three-dimensional beyond the boundaries. Open up to hope, open up to possibilities as we talk about shifting into the passing lane of boundary thinkers when we talk to one of the principals in the hydrogen car company. Sound like a fanciful dream? It is. Except this dream came true. Hydrogen cars are here. So let's zoom on beyond the boundaries here on the Wild Side News. And now, the news. The Senate is considering passage of a bipartisan resolution commemorating the 40th anniversary of the creation of the Wilderness Act. The resolution, being introduced by Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein of California, was joined by over a dozen other senators in a bipartisan tribute to America's wilderness system. The resolution calls on the Senate to recognize and applaud the extraordinary work of the organizations and individuals involved in building the National Wilderness Preservation System, which today protects more than 106 million acres. According to Mike Matz, executive director of the Campaign for America's Wilderness, the achievement 40 years ago speaks of a time when people worked together to achieve great things for America's future. The National Wilderness Preservation System is today the envy of the world. A program note, Mike Matz will be a guest on the Wild Side News during the second segment of today's show. Good news coming soon, hopefully. For years, a demolition derby has been waged between advocates of off-road motorized vehicle use on public lands and people who champion preserving the wild as wild. ATV use has grown exponentially in the past 20 years and is taking its toll on hundreds of previously pristine areas. Proponents of the industry and riders point out that the vast majority of riders respect the environment and that ATV use should not be restrained because of the few who ride recklessly through protected areas. However, a recent Supreme Court decision which makes it difficult to sue the federal government to enforce existing regulations puts this issue again on the front burner. With this backdrop, the U.S. Forest Service has announced that it will be releasing a new set of regulations this summer for off-road vehicles that they hope will offer a truce between those who like their nature quiet and those who enjoy the experience at breakneck speeds. But problems with effective enforcement still remain. Representatives from the motorized interests are developing their own self-regulatory systems, enlisting and training volunteer riders to wear bright orange shirts and report violators to law enforcement officials. We will read the regs when they are posted. Shell Oil Chairman Lord Oxberg let the world know that oil and gas burning threatens life on Earth, and that unless emissions can be captured and stored below ground or under the sea, there is, and I quote, very little hope for the world. He appears to be one of the first major oil executives to realize this, something environmental leaders have been talking about for over 30 years. The hope is that now other oil executives will see the light dimming. Tony Blair announced the need for transitioning from oil to renewable energy, as he declared that solar energy alone could meet world energy demand by using less than 1% of land currently used for agriculture. Today, on the Wild Side News, Cole Freitas will be announcing a radically simple answer to the whole bloody mess, hydrogen-powered vehicles. Please stay tuned for this world-setting announcement. Lord Oxberg, Mr. Blair, I hope you're listening. Western governors, meeting in Santa Fe, New Mexico this week, are sharing information on what appears to be an emerging drought that is predicted to be the worst in 500 years. Such could result in a series of dramatic impacts as the year progresses on crops, another summer of wildfires, and limitations on water usage. Evidence is mounting that water supplies are at record lows. Water levels behind Hoover Dam are down 85 feet from 4 years ago. The reservoir is down to 55% of capacity. The flow in the Colorado River is barely half of what it was during the worst of the Dust Bowl era in the 1930s. According to some water experts, citizens may be able to make a difference. They ask that they pray for rain. And regular listeners may recall the program we did about canine companions and in our interview with David Ball, who was paralyzed and assisted by his canine companion, Hawk. In the interview, Dave shared the story about his first night with Hawk. In the middle of the night, while Dave began the painful convulsings, which he must endure almost every night as part of his struggle with paralysis, the 16-month-old pup hopped up on the bed and laid on top of Dave, helping ease the pain. It was as if the dog had a natural instinct and knew how to help. Well, it seems this may be part of a dog's natural intelligence and awareness. In a recent survey, 40% of families with epileptic children that suffer from seizures report that their dogs show an amazing sensitivity to seizures, often taking action many minutes before they appear in their human friends. Some dogs engage in protective behavior. For instance, one dog would sit on a toddler to prevent her from standing up prior to the seizure. In another case, a dog would push a young girl away from stairs about 15 minutes before the start of the seizure. The studies have led to training dogs as seizure dogs, and results are consistent. Give our dog friends a big gold star for doing the right thing. And that's the news. And a few program notes. The Wildside News continues to provide you with the voices of today who speak the truth of tomorrow. Over the past 14 shows, you have had the opportunity to hear the great voices that once were considered outside the boundaries, but who now are speaking the truth clearer than ever. America is listening, and so is the world. In the weeks ahead, you'll hear David Foreman, Dennis Hayes, Paul Ehrlich, Jane Goodall, and many other leaders who are forging the visions of a sustainable world. Thanks for being part of this historic record. And take the time to explore our archives. They're becoming a sanctuary of thought, the voice of tomorrow, today. Well, we now turn our attention to someone who takes color beyond the boundaries and brings it back to you in a most amazing form. I want to welcome Gary Grimm, one half of the visionary photographic team who make up Mountain Vision. Gary, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thank you.
First, Gary, tell us about you and Katie Flanagan, how you spend your time creating the wonders of Mountain Visions, your company.
Well, for the past several years, almost 10 years, we've found a way to use a computer and take photographs that are that create a 360-degree circle where you can actually visit a location on Earth, a spot, where you can see everything in view from that spot. And we can also create with the computer on the Internet interactive hotspots, so you can actually visit these places and find out a lot more information about details about the issues or problems or special features, plants and animals, or the resources that are at that spot.
That's absolutely right. And by the way, listeners, please go to the Wildside News show page today, and there you'll see images that, when you click on them, can take you to the actual demonstrations of these online experiences. And an online experience it truly is. I'm just going to say I literally spent about an hour and a half yesterday in my busy day taking adventures all around the world. Now, I'm trying to figure out if you should describe this or I should describe it, because why don't you first of all talk about what it is that a person will experience when they visit your website, and why don't you give that website now so that people can go there?
Well, our company is mountainvisions.com, so www.mountainvisions.com leads you into a website that we developed that more or less portrays a lot of the things that we've been doing in the recent years with the Internet. And, for example, one part that we have developed is a map of the state of Idaho that has a lot of these, the new panoramas that we're using are full screen, and they're really nice looking on your computer screen, and you can pan around and look at everything in that view. And we've especially taken some photographs of three wilderness areas in Idaho: the Owyhee Canyon lands, the Boulder White Clouds, and the Clearwater roadless areas. And all of these places are pretty currently issues that are important. Decisions are being made about whether or not and how much land might be preserved and how these areas will be managed in the future.
Well, Gary, you and Katie Flanagan have spent most of your life traveling around. I'm going to try to give people an idea of what it is we're talking about in terms of the experience. Go to the website. Don't miss this. It is absolutely astonishing. If you ever need a little break in life, and you're stuck in an office or stuck in the home and you'd like to go out to the wild, this is as close as I can imagine as an Internet experience to go out there, because what Gary and Katie have done, as I say, you go to the site, you click on it, and as you move your cursor, it literally goes around in a circle 360 degrees. You can look up, you can look down at what is exactly right in front of your feet, and then as well you can zoom in and find details. And in some cases, when you download a special little feature called is it Zoomify?
That's one of the technologies that lets you zoom way into detail on the panorama.
These ultra high density photographs, you can look off way into the distance and zoom in and literally be looking at flowers. I have some applications of this we're going to talk about that I think are just extraordinary. Why this matters is the fact that it gives people an opportunity to experience, in particular, wild places that they otherwise probably can't go to, and become informed about their importance and get a sense of the place, particularly as it relates to wilderness, watersheds. Why don't you talk about some of the places you've been and about how this has helped people learn about those places and help preserve them?
Well, our work is always a work in progress, and there are things that we've done that are pretty well fully produced. We've done for 4 years we've worked on a project called Interactive Watersheds. And there are five watersheds across the United States that are fairly major watersheds where we've developed a lot of panoramas and hotspots with audio video spots.
Yes.
Looking at the resources of these watershed areas. And those are pretty well produced, and they'll be ongoing possibly for years as they continue to do work in the watersheds. Things that are not quite fully produced, for example, your next person that you're going to interview,
Mike Mass. Mm-hmm.
I just got an email from him yesterday that encouraging people to go to the hearings on the Boulder White Clouds, and that's the current big issue, and they're trying to determine the boundaries of which will be the wilderness in the Boulder White Cloud areas in Idaho. And we've got a site with a lot of panoramas on that about that area, and we've been trying to work with the different environmental groups and the wilderness groups to get them to link to these sites and try to develop a better, more descriptive and more visualized understanding of what these areas are like so that people have a better chance of understanding them and then being positive about wilderness preservation and bigger boundaries. And that, we sometimes we're successful at that to a certain extent and sometimes we're not, but it's, as I said, a work in process to try to get what we do and what other people are doing to be coordinated together in a way that makes the best effort possible to educate people and help them understand how valuable these wilderness and other resources that we have around us, how valuable they are, and how we need to all be involved in helping protect them for the future.
Gary, I'm going to say this unequivocally, if that's pronounced right, I think it is, that I believe that what you offer is one of the most valuable tools to anybody who has a concern for preserving wild places. This is a powerful tool to educate the public and let them literally experience, they get to explore, plus there's in many cases sound effects and many special features that unfortunately we're not going to have time to really cover today on the Wild Side News. But go, now let's let people know how they can find your website, and then everybody go there and enjoy and have fun. Give us your website again.
Okay, it's just the words Mountain Visions with an S on the end .com will get you to our website with lots and lots of links to all kinds of projects that we've been involved in.
And your phone number?
We're in Idaho at 208-336-2992.
Gary, Katie, thanks for being on the Wild Side News. I hope a lot of people learn about what you're doing. When we return, more talk about the wild places.